Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the This Is Serious podcast. We've got some new information, which I'm so excited about. We are officially live on iTunes. So if you go to the podcast app for Apple, you can look up This Is Serious and you'll find our feed there. And I'm thrilled about that. Today, I wanted to talk about an experience that I had yesterday. So I just moved to Madison, Wisconsin for college, and it's a liberal arts school, and they also have some Catholic beliefs. I'd rather say Dominican beliefs because it's more geared towards that culture than like the standard Catholic values. But you know, they have these core beliefs, that's what they're called, and everyone is required to take a class with, you know, about these core, I guess, questions. So the first class we took is supposed to answer the question of who am I and who can I become? So yesterday we did an activity, learning about how everyone has their own, image and story, and it's how it's important to make connections with people who are different from you so that you can be well-versed and help break stigma. We did concentric circle exercises, and it was really personal questions that they were asking that had to be answered to whoever was in front of you. And we went around the circle probably about, I'd say, like seven or eight times with two different questions. So we would answer the same question for like three or four people, and then it would be another question. And it was weird because I found myself lying or getting really defensive about what I was saying, because I felt so vulnerable and exposed. Like in that moment, it felt like I had to either hide or protect like who I really was, because I don't know, I guess it's just that fear of the unknown. It made me wonder how many times in my life I have kept quiet to avoid the truth or to avoid being judged, and I felt like a hypocrite. I say I like to advocate and help other communities, but I didn't speak, you know, when I had the opportunity to present clarity, and I felt like I needed to do better. I needed to do better at opening up about what it's like to live with a mental illness, what it's like to live after you've lost a loved one, you know, when you've grown up in a certain community that you don't necessarily identify with anymore. I feel like I need to make sure that I am not doing the different communities that I'm a part of, I'm not doing them a disservice by being silent. You know, they said something in our core meeting that really stuck with me, and they talked about how there is no truth until everyone is represented, and I believe in that. I think it's very important to be able to put yourself in someone else's position as best you can to relate it to your own life so that you know how to interact with other people. And I don't know, after I left this class, I just felt so guilty about not sharing more about my personal experiences. And you know, there were people there who were talking about how they've never experienced certain situations, and they didn't even know that certain things were happening like within their own backyard. And you know, we watched a video and they were mentioning how the video kind of like opened up their eyes, and you know, it makes them want to ask more questions and want to be around diverse people, and you know, people who are different from them. And it's like several people were saying this, and then I got the opportunity to be that person for them, and I completely shut down. And I don't know, it just made me so guilty. And I know that I shut down, one, because of vulnerability, but two, because of my anxiety. But I feel like it was also the perfect example to kind of, you know, give a look into what it's really like. But I just wanted to share that with you guys today, and you know, hopefully you can do the same about sharing whatever community you're a part of and not being silent.